And it's day two of a rare forum for presidential candidates focused entirely on Native American issues. Today, five presidential hopefuls are scheduled to address the forum in Sioux City, Iowa. Author Marianne Williamson spoke yesterday. She said she wants the U.S. to atone for its treatment of Native Americans.
We will begin by taking that picture of Andrew Jackson off the wall of the Oval Office. I assure you, I am not a Native American woman, but I find it one of the greatest insults. You will not be insulted.
Andrew Jackson signed the Indian Removal Act in 1830. Many Native Americans consider that an act of genocide. Minnesota Senator Amy Klobuchar also spoke yesterday. She promised to improve the federal government's relationship with tribes.
And I can promise you, as your president, I will respect sovereignty, and I will strongly believe in government-to-government negotiations and consultation, that is key.
But much of the attention was on Senator Elizabeth Warren, who's had issues with the Native American community in the past. Yesterday, she addressed the controversy over a DNA test she took to prove her Native American ancestry after she'd been taunted by President Trump.
I know that I have made mistakes. I am sorry for harm I have caused. I have listened and I have learned a lot, and I am grateful for the many conversations that we've had together. It is a great honor to be able to partner with Indian Country, and that's what I've tried to do as a senator, and that's what I promise I will do as President of the United States of America.
Joining us now is Jordan Bennett-Begay. She's Washington editor for Indian Country Today. And Jordan, start with Warren's apology that we just heard. How was it received there?
I mean, you're going to have everybody on all sorts of the spectrum who don't agree with the politician's decisions. But then when you come to like a lot of these events such as this, and this is the second All Native like event I have been to where she received a warm welcome. So, I mean, I feel like non-Native media have focus on her ancestry, and they haven't really, you know, got to the core of what, you know, Native stakeholders want. They want candidates to solve their issues or have a plan or have something. You know, there are a lot of challenges that Indian Country is dealing with, and that's what the media should focus on.
Well, and that is what Elizabeth Warren is trying to focus on now. She recently published a set of policies that are geared toward Native Americans. This document was twice as long as other policy proposals that she's put out before. It promises more money for Indian Country, calls for a new cabinet-level White House Council on Native American Affairs. What else is noteworthy in her new plan?
Oh, there's tons of, like, noteworthy things. I mean, she addresses Native youth in the policy. She addresses suicide prevention, the Remove the Stain Act. You can see within the, 19-page plan that she definitely, you know, knows Indian Country's issues and knows the complexities of it, too.
You referred to Remove the Stain Act. That's a bill that's being considered by Congress that would rescind the 20 Wounded Knee Medals of Honor that U.S. soldiers were given during that massacre in the 1800s. But, you know, Elizabeth Warren is not the only candidate who's paying attention to this. Bernie Sanders has a section on his website dedicated to Native issues. Julian Castro has a proposal called People First, Indigenous Communities. He's calling for more tribal sovereignty as well. Why do you think these issues are getting elevated in this election cycle among Democrats?
Just because I think now they're definitely paying attention to the Native vote and how powerful it is. And I also think that it's due to like a lot of movements like Standing Rock that got people to pay attention to Native communities. And that's why they're stopping at the Meswaki Nation here in Iowa. They're really, paying attention.
Jordan Bennett-Begay is Washington editor with Indian Country Today. She is covering the Forum on Native American Issues in Sioux City, Iowa. Thanks very much for your time.
Yeah, thank you so much, too.
And Jordan mentioned the power of the Native vote. Well, according to the 2010 census, only about 5 million people identify as Native American and Alaska Native. But Native voters could be key in some swing states where their voting age population is more than President Trump's margin of victory in 2016. Those states include Arizona, Michigan, Minnesota, Nevada, North Carolina, and Wisconsin. And while turnout has traditionally been low among Native American voters, that number has been on the rise over the last several elections. Presidential candidates looking for their votes hope the election last year of the first two Native American women to Congress will boost enthusiasm and make Native Americans a crucial voting bloc in 2020.